With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Over 3,000 Christian broadcasters from 40 countries gathered today in Nashville for the kickoff of the 85th Annual Convention of the National Religious Broadcasters Association. NRB President Troy Miller says NRB 2026 has a jam-packed agenda of important topics.
This is the largest gathering of Christian communicators that will happen really here in North America and around the world. This conference is it's jam-packed, so we'll be doing a number of things. We have over 140 speakers that will be covering every topic that's near and dear to the heart of a Christian communicator, as well as all the things that are going on legislatively or in the regulatory environments, partnering in ministry. It's just a great time.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference opened today and will continue all this week in Nashville, Tennessee. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan tells WJLA-TV his officers intercepted a shotgun-carrying man before he got to the Capitol.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day. I think it's important to note that just a few months ago, we had an active shooter exercise right here on the West Front, virtually in the same spot. And we do those active shooter exercises every single month. And that's why we do it.
Sullivan said the 18-year-old gunman was wearing a tactical vest and gloves and had a Kevlar helmet and gas mask in the vehicle. The shotgun was loaded and he had additional rounds on him. Civil rights leader and former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson has died at the age of 84, that according to his family. On Wall Street, the Dow by 32 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of abortion in the U.S., correspondent Michael Harrington has it.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims the world over will soon be observing the month of Ramadan. It begins on Thursday or Friday, depending on when the crescent moon is sighted. For Muslims, it's a time of increased worship, religious reflection, and charity. For Islamic terrorists, however, it's often a time for increased attacks on Jews and Christians, as well as their institutions. Security will be increased in Israel for the month of Ramadan. SRN News. U.S. bobsledder Ilana Myers-Taylor has gone from almost quitting the sport to winning Olympic gold. Bob Agnew reports.
A few weeks before Christmas, she texted her husband from Norway and said she couldn't keep going. Cooler heads eventually prevailed, and on Tuesday, she returned to training after taking the monobob title at the Milan Cortina Games. At 41, she becomes the oldest woman to win an individual Winter Games gold. She also tied the U.S. record for Winter Olympic medals by a woman. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mark Cuban says the NBA should embrace tanking and is criticizing the league for punishing teams that lose on purpose to improve draft outlooks. The minority owner of the Dallas Mavericks made his comments on a pair of posts on X. They came days after Commissioner Adam Silver said the NBA was considering more changes to try to address tanking. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.